Thanks for that Gyodo. That was cacophonous and big. And, you know, that's the way Gyodo, that's the way Gyodo practices. I thought about Roxanne coming in from wherever she was coming in. She went home to go get that. She had to get some medicine, I think. And, you know, what planet have I arrived on? Coming into Gyodo, the world of Gyodo. That is a crazy world. But that's the world of expansion. There's different ways to practice. There's different roads, different routes to zero, to the world of zero. And one of those ways is to fully give yourself over, to give yourself away to your current activity. Zazen generally is a receptive way, you know, sitting there and sitting there and receiving. But there are active ways as well. We start the day with chanting. And the best way, I'm convinced, to enter the world of zero through chanting is to give yourself to chanting fully, as fully as you can. And it's great preparation as well for sitting, to completely expand with chanting. And then you're ready to contract with sitting. Both of those activities will get you to no self. So giving yourself away and chanting, giving yourself, and you know, you might experiment with thinking that way when you go out for a walk for Kinhin. Sometimes you can slip right into the walk of Kinhin, but sometimes it's good to intentionally give yourself to walking, to being a walking human being, and really fully embody that walking, to feel it top to bottom. You know, that isn't so much receptive as it is active, filling out your body, completely committing to that activity. And then you can more ably receive, having given. The same is true of working. We haven't worked yet, but we will. And the Zen retreat like this is a great chance to throw yourself into a physical, some sort of physical activity, because we don't, this is, we don't usually give you a job like balancing the books. We give you a job like sweeping up something physical that you can just throw yourself into. Of course, you have to think a little bit, where's the broom? How's this going to work? But then to completely give yourself to that activity is a great way to practice in that active way. When I was training on Mount Bali, there was something special about this other monk, Genshu. He knew how to throw himself into activity like nobody I knew. So when we were all standing around the work bell waiting for our assignments, no matter what his assignment was, he would bow and head right out to that assignment. He never asked a question. Other people, you know, well, did you mean this or that? Didn't. That wasn't Genshu style. Just bow and go. And didn't matter whether he was going to get to work in the kitchen or he was going to scrub the chemical toilets from top to bottom. It was just bow and go. Because the practice, the fun, is to fully give yourself to that activity, to fully give yourself away. And then you're rich. You're not poor if you get the chemical toilets, because you get you have the whole world there. So that's the giving practice. And you can do that when you're sitting too, sitting zazen. And you know, I always encourage people to sit large, to inhabit your body, to be active with it when you sit. Not simply passive. There is a passive aspect to sitting. You know, that's the kind of the minus aspect. There's also a plus aspect, which is the posture, to raise your chest, relax your shoulders, have your head straight, and sit with confidence and ease. And give yourself to this posture. Give yourself to this room, to this activity of zazen. There's something about not doing things half-assed. That allows us to really burn through them. And what I mean by that is to burn ourselves up when we do. So, Gyoro's a great example of that. You know, just burn. And if you... it's a physical example of that too, because the kan, ji, now it is true of this last gyoro and of many, many, many gyoros that the silence gets littler and littler by the end. You know, it's just the way it goes in life. So there's more noise and less silence by the end. But when it's even, you have that kan, ji, and the silence is the sound is strong and the silence is strong, and that's kind of what I hope for my life. So there's many ways to practice, many ways to do zazen. One way is to give yourself away.